before. It's like, boom, smile. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Have you been on the radio before?
I have not. I've been on the news before, but never on the radio.
Well, welcome to WOKV Radio. How old are you?
I'm 17.
And going through treatment here for how long?
For about 33 days.
33 days. What was the diagnosis for you?
They found, well, interesting story. They found a ping pong size astroblastoma tumor in my head October the 13th after I had a seizure the day before. And after a gross resection of the area, it turns out it was malignant after some cell studies. So they put me in preventive radiation treatment. But since they didn't want me to go through photon radiation because it could damage my underage brain or whatever, they put me through proton radiation, which is said to be a little more experimental, but it doesn't damage the surrounding cells as much and has a lot less side effects.
Those aren't decisions that the average 17-year-old needs to face in their life. As you've gone on this journey with your family, what have you learned along the way about proton therapy and the treatment that you're getting here?
Well, that and that the machines that produce this proton therapy, which is not as scattered as photon therapy. It's like a pencil beam that points right to the area where it's hitting and damages very little healthy cells. The machine is called a gantry, and it's humongous. It's 3 stories tall, and it's the coolest part of radiation therapy, I think so.
The coolest part?
Yeah.
Wow, you're not really
smiling and talking about cool, and she's going through treatment for cancer. Is that incredible?
It was very, like, the first day I came in, they put a mask on me, which I think was weird. It was, like, slimy and gross. And then a week later, Monday, we came in, last Monday we came in, that was my first time ever, they put me on the machine, and I just heard these loud banging noises, and I was like, what is that? I want to know. And so they took me to one of the gantries that does not work for right now, and I saw behind it, and it was just this huge triangular thing that moves. It was enormous. It was great. I loved it.
Wow. You're learning a lot about your cancer journey that you're on right now. How are you feeling through this? Is it painful to go through treatment?
No. I can't say for other people, but for me, it's not a whole lot. And I actually don't know the specifics of the treatment, but it's just like another part of my day. Yeah. It doesn't seem like if I disassociate, it doesn't seem like anything is wrong with me. I do have some nausea. Depend sometimes and a lot of fatigue, but that's pretty much it. I'm always tired anyways, so it's not
so are we.
It's different. Yeah.
You had so I need to know, did you compose Hot Girl Christmas prior to or after you started your treatment?
Oh no, yeah, so Hot Girl Christmas was a totally separate entity. I wrote it last year with a friend. We were the guinea pigs of Douglas Anderson. Has never had a songwriting class before, so last year they started something. They started like a little test ride for the songwriting class, and I was part of like a group of maybe 10 people, and it was 75 degrees, I think, last year on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, we're going to write a Christmas song, and it's about how hot Christmas in Florida is. So instead of Hot Girl Summer, it's going to be Hot Girl Christmas because you can still go to the beach in the winter, which we thought was really annoying.
I almost don't believe you're going through cancer therapy. Your attitude is so amazing.
Yeah, if you don't think about it, I don't remember either. It's like, oh yeah, I have radiation therapy today. Whoops, forgot.
How are you able to balance being a teenager, being junior or senior at 17?
Junior.
At DA, working at Freddy's. Out at Jack's Beach.
Are we supposed to say that? Are we going down this route?
No. I'll just say that she works at Freddy's, and you know, she's very employable if you're looking for a
Culver's
for a great worker. Culver's, come on, let's call. You come daily
so much
here?
Trouble.
Yes, every single day.
How do you manage all of that and balance it all?
Well, I'm with the work. I only work twice a week, and it's very little hours. I just need money because I like buying things, and then. For school, I am struggling a little bit. It's not the radiation that's making me fall behind. When I had the surgery, I missed out for about like a month and a half of school for recovery because it was real bad. I have like a huge scar on my head.
What tipped them off to the fact that you needed to be, you know, tested? Were you getting headaches? Did something happen?
No,
oh, you had a seizure.
Oh, I didn't tell you guys. So the day before they diagnosed me with the astroblastoma, I had a seizure. And I've never, I'm not epileptic. I'm a very healthy person. Or not healthy, I just don't get sick very often. So I had a seizure. My brother woke, it was like 8 in the morning. They woke me up. They didn't wake me up. They woke my mom up. She came in and she was like, oh my God, what's going on? So they called an ambulance. I was asleep. I was snoring throughout all, well, I was having the seizure, but I was dreaming. I don't know what's going on. I woke up in the ambulance. I felt really nauseous. I threw up. But I didn't know what was going on until I went to the emergency room. I had an IV. And then they just did a couple scans that day. That was all it was. And then I fell asleep. They sent me to the neurology center, but we didn't know what was going on. I believe either later that day or the next day they brought a monitor. And they were like, hey, here's, you have a tumor. We don't know what it is yet. They didn't know what it was until, I think, a month later. Hmm. It was just, that's what it was.
So are you from Jacksonville originally?
I'm actually Mexican from Juarez, Mexico.
And when did you all move here?
I was about 3 years old.
Okay, so this is considered to be your home at this point?
Well, actually, we moved to New Mexico, interesting enough, and then for 7 years I lived there, so I've seen snow. That's why I wrote Hot Girl Christmas, too. I miss it a lot. And then we just moved here about 7 years ago, and we've been here ever since. I like Florida. It's pretty cool.
Where are you in 10 years? Are you on Broadway? Are you in the movies?
I don't know. I want to do... So I draw a little bit. I want to do like costume design for Broadway. I'm glad you mentioned Broadway. I'm a huge fan. But I don't know. I don't know. I really don't.
Well, you do have your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
And because of the treatment that you've received here, it's very promising and encouraging. And the reason I asked about living here, and I hope you realize it. I'm sure those around you are telling you, but I think you probably realize it even at the tender age of 17, and I have a 17-year-old, so I can say that. You didn't have to travel for the care that you're getting.
I did not, no.
It's here.
I was very blessed to have that. That was great.
I mean, we're lucky.
So lucky.
You don't have to go anywhere else. You can still go to DA every day.
Yeah.
You can see your friends. You can bemoan working the hours that you work at your place and all that stuff, right? Like, but you can do it here.
Yeah. I know other people aren't so lucky, so I'm very happy that I get to have that. I think I'm grateful. Maybe that's why I have such a good attitude, but, you know, at least I didn't die. At least they didn't shave half my head during the surgery. At least I get to see really cool machines while I'm being treated with radiation. There's a lot of things to be grateful for.
So it has changed your perspective for the better.
It has, yeah. I know you have a 17-year-old. Maybe she might be worried about other things that maybe I used to be worried about, but now it doesn't really matter anymore because I kissed death and I passed. Like, I managed to come back. So, you know, it's an interesting experience to go through something like that.
How is your family doing?
They're doing great. I think they're a lot more worried than I am, which is, I think it's a little strange. I'm just going on with my life, and they're always like, oh, no, take care of yourself, be okay. They know better, but they're just worried, obviously. They're
absolutely.
I'm their daughter.
Do you have siblings?
I do. They're running around somewhere over there.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about Hot Girl Christmas. Can we hear it at some point? Like, I know we have to take a break, but like, will you play it for us by chance?
I could.
Could
it
you?
It won't be
no
the
pressure.
Best, but I
okay.
could.
Well, how about this? We've got to take a break, and I'd love to hear it. So maybe when we come back from that, would you be able to play that over there?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to hear Hot Girl Christmas in a few minutes. And if you are not able to stay in the car, check out YouTube, check out Instagram here over the next few minutes, and we'll put the highlight at least on there.
It is
right?
Also, I don't know if I can do promotionals on here, but I actually recorded the song in a studio with the guitar and the drums. So if you want to go to SoundCloud.
Do it.
And
say
look it up.
We'll
then
put
you
a link
can
in the story.
Hot Girl Christmas?
Bye. I think the band is Joan d'Arc. I don't know, something like that.
We'll put a link in
name.
Our story.
Okay. We'll make sure we do that. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Vanya. And are you in for treatment today, too? Is that why you're here?
Yes, 12:45. No, there's a Christmas party happening.
I know. Are you going to see Santa Claus? Are you too old for Santa Claus?
No.
Right.
You are
I
never
like
too
thingies.
Old.
I like I mean, come on. You guys don't like receiving gifts? You guys are like...
Oh, no. I love receiving gifts. Exactly. Although, at this point in my life, I love to see the joy in giving a gift to someone else, though. Yeah. But it's good that you like to receive gifts. All right, we're going to get a gift from you in a few minutes, okay? Can't wait to hear Hot Girl Christmas coming up in a few on Jacksonville's Morning News, live on location at UF Health Proton Therapy Institute at 916. Playing. We would love to hear it. Are you ready?
She's setting up.
She's not even nervous.
I know. I'm saying she's in treatment and she's sitting here pushing a piano.
She says she's nervous.
And we'll have all of this up on all of our social media channels.
Proper etiquette to put it down. The floor is yours.
Oh my God. Everyone can hear me on air?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Hi. Well, that is the radio debut of Hot Girl Christmas here at UF Health Proton Therapy Institute.
And Vanya Quiroz is someone to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, watch out for this girl because she is going places. WOKV News Time, 923.